Welcome to Reinventing Rural. I'm your host, Laura Dean. Reinventing Rural is a podcast that invites guests to discuss projects led by Impact Cori that are making life in rural Erie County better, better for our kids, ourselves, and our community. Today's show is the first in a series about trails and parks projects centered in Cori. Impact Cori and its partners are building and improving the green spaces that will make Cori a rural community of choice. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Impact Cori and Money Radio WPSE. Today, I would like to welcome to the podcast Chuck Gray and Bob Frazier. Chuck Gray is the executive director of Impact Cori. One of Impact Cori's main focuses is our green spaces. Bob has served as a board member for the Cori Municipal Authority and volunteers with the Northwest Pennsylvania Trail Association and Impact Cori's Green Spaces Committee. Now, over the last year, Les Utegg, the superintendent of North Hills Municipal Golf Course, and Bob have begun work on the Lowith Lane Trail, a spur of the Cori Junction Greenway Trail that is located on golf course property. Welcome, Chuck, and welcome, Bob.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So why don't you two start by telling us, how did the idea to construct a natural surface hiking trail at the golf course come to be? And when did this idea start to take shape?
I'll take that one.
Go for it.
When we started our community strategic planning, we heard from a lot of folks who wanted to get places by foot or by bike. And we also had the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail coming through our city. So we wanted to make all of our assets accessible to people through trails. So the concept was the North Hills Golf Course. I have to tell you, municipal gem. It is a beautiful course. We wanted people to be able to connect with it. And I walk there all the time, and I know how beautiful it is. We decided, let's connect it to the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail, make some sort of a loop so people could come off the trail and enjoy the beauty of the golf course and return to the trail. And locals could use the trail to walk there safely. That's how it started to take shape. Then we reached out to Les and to the Golf Commission, right?
Yes, we did.
We went to one of their meetings. We told them our goal was to totally circle the golf course with a trail. There's lots of water features, and you don't want to be coming out of the woods when someone's driving a golf ball. So I know Bob studied the trail for over a year, studied how it could come and go through the golf course without any injuries occurring and with having the golfers happy and having everyone have a very good experience. We haven't gotten to the full circling of the golf course yet, but Bob, trained by Ron Steffi in how to site trails, sited a rustic trail, and part of it is excellent for BMX, sited a trail and built it this last summer.
That is such a great idea. And as a fellow hiker, it is such a treat to be able to be walking on one trail and have access to a completely different trail. So that being said, how can people access the trail? At what spot does the spur connect to the larger Cori Junction Greenway Trail?
The best way to access the trail is through the Hereford Road parking lot trailhead. You're going to be walking on the Cori Greenway Junction Trail for a short distance back towards town, and then you're going to come to an open field where there's a large barn, and that's the Tri-County Snowblazers barn. So you're going to cross their field, cross Scioto Road, and then enter private property on Kate Knapp's property and follow the present Snowmobile Trail that's there now. And that'll take you back into the woods. And when you get into the woods, you'll have two distinct spurs. One spur being a little over a mile long and the other one just short of a mile. But once you get into the woods, they're completely woods setting. And I kind of need to go back and talk about my background. I'm kind of a woods hiker, so I always kind of wanted to stay in. And Les is also a very avid hiker. He's hiked a lot of different trails. So what we did as we set out as a team, we wanted a way to access the trail without going on the golf fairways to kind of not interrupt the golfer's game, but we also wanted to expand the way that we could get other people using the North Hills Golf Course that is not golfers. So there's actually two distinct spurs, and as you get in from the Corey Greenway Trail, you cross the Tri-County Snowblazers, cross Scioto Road onto Kate Knapp's property, following the present snowmobile trail into the woods. And then into the woods, you can either go left or right. And if you take the right-handed spur, that'll kind of take you back on Hare Creek. And there's a whole ridge that follows that Hare Creek, and it's all wood setting. And it's very pretty. There's some panoramic views back here because North Hill, that's the highest spot of North Hills. And it's a very pretty walk in the spring when I say the woods are coming back alive, and in the fall when they kind of go into their dormant stage, because you do get some panoramic views. So it's a really nice wood setting course that you follow along, and you follow along Hare Creek Ridge, which is really pretty. And then the other spur, which the left-handed spur, kind of goes more towards town, but you're not really in town. You're still on the golf course. And that kind of follows. The city also has a water line that's kind of a grassy lane, but it's that grassy lane is in the woods. So you're still in the woods, and you follow along that, and you kind of go to what they call hole number 15 before you get back on. And that gives you some panoramic views of the hillside that's on the other side of Scioto Road. So you get some very panoramic views no matter which way you go. Like I said, it's kind of an in and out spur right now. But once again, you start at Hereford Road parking lot at the trailhead, walk towards town on the Corey Junction Trail, cross in the field there by the Tri-County Snowblazers, cross the Scioto Road there on the Kate Knapp's property, enter into the woods. And the trail is very distinctively marked. The trail has what I call trail guides or trail rails, so you definitely know you're on the trail. So, and it is kind of a woods hiking trail, so if you're up to a different type of trail atmosphere versus the Greenway Trail, which is with a crushed limestone, this is actually a woods type setting, and it does give you some good panoramic views of walking in the woods. And there's a number of places, as when I was constructing the trail, there's a lot of different places that you can just sit and meditate and be there by yourself.
That's my kind of hiking trail. So the golf course alone offers beautiful views, and you've kind of already touched base on what the highlights of the trail are, but are there any other highlights that walkers, runners, hikers can expect to see and experience along the way? I know it runs along a creek.
I have to share, I walk with my dogs there all the time. And in the spring and summer, as you're coming from Kate's property into the North Hills Golf Course, there is a beautiful meadow of ferns that smells so good. And there's stumps. I just literally go out there and sit and smell the ferns. As you go around the one side of the golf course, there's actually a swamp to your right. So you'll want to be careful. Stay on the trail. I explored one day and lost a crop. And
that's tragic.
It's truly a swamp. And then as you come around the backside, Bob's made this beautiful for biking. There's a steep ravine, and the stream is below it is just incredibly beautiful. High waters to watch in the spring, more quiet in the summer. The other side of the spur is more about just being in the woods and with the trail always to your right as you're walking out it. With the golf course, it's just right. It's just a beautiful setting, and we will be putting up signs soon because a couple of those areas, golf balls are known to go off in the woods. So keep your eye out.
You are pretty close to the fairways, because when I was doing the trail cleaning, we had to get closer to the fairways, but we're not walking on the fairways. So you can actually see the golf course. So you can actually get the panoramic view of the golf course. Plus, you're not making a marriage with the golfers, but you are there. So, and then you're into the woods setting. But there's a number of spots in there that I'm kind of a wood setter. So there's a couple deadfalls and kind of stumps that are kind of made into seats.
I'm sure they'll be used. So we understand that the development of the trail isn't finished, though people can walk it now. What are your hopes for the future of the trail? And what would you say is the next phase of its construction?
Well, the future of the trail is we would like it to be a 360 loop more than an in and out. Mm-hmm. And Les and I have talked last year, and then we talked again this spring. What you'd have to do to make out a 360 loop is actually cross some fairways. So we want to really cross some fairways. It's really not going to invade the golf course too much. There's enough wooded sections within the North Hills golf course on the back part of it that we could actually easily make that marriage where we'd be just crossing the fairway. And then the future of that would be what we'd have to do is post some signs, because once you enter onto the golf course, then golfers definitely would have the right of way. So some of the signage that we'd have to do is show trail etiquette as golf course etiquette too, because you are sharing a common theme. I am not a golfer, but I'm sure that they golf at the North Hills Golf Course because of the atmosphere of it. It is a royal setting and they're out there golfing. And us woods hikers, we want to walk the woods. So there's a common theme there, but there's two distinct services. So I think that's how that can really expand out to get more people using that. In my discussions with Les, is I know he wanted to do that. He wanted to open up the North Hills Golf Course so that more people could use that. I know Chuck had mentioned earlier that we had met with the Golf Commission, and that was one of our goals, is to be able to open up the golf course to more than just one type of user, and the Golf Commission was fully behind us on that. So
that's wonderful.
Like Chuck had said earlier, we're getting some signage. Some of our signage is going to state some of that golf etiquette. And like I said, the trail rails are marked and the trail is very easy, but we're also going to come up with some trail signs so people can be interested in the trail. So the future plans for the trail is for it to grow into a 360 versus an in and out trail. Right now, it's just an in and out trail. So once you would be, think of it as holding a balloon. You have a string and then you have a balloon, and the balloon would be the trail, but you'd have a common access way to get to the trail. But once you get inside the North Hills Golf Course, then it would be a 360 loop to get you back to that common thread, which would be the string to the balloon.
Nice. Residents are lucky to already have access to the Corey Junction Greenway Trail, which is part of the Greater Erie to Pittsburgh Trail that, when finished, will connect Point State Park in Pittsburgh to Dobbins Landing in Erie with about 270 miles worth of trail. So why is it important that spurs like the Lois Lane Trail be built, and how do you think they add to our community and the larger network of trails?
I think it adds to the community because it gives people more ways of expressing their desire to be out. It's still a walking trail, but it gives you a couple different atmospheres. The Greenway Trail is great. I spend a lot of time on that. And you know, when you find different things, but if you have another trail that can actually encapsulate your interests, that is going to give you a broader horizon of what is out there for you to experience. So I feel that in that way, people are going to be able to now broaden their experiences and broaden their hiking experiences so they can get out and experience different things. The Greenway Trail offers certain things, but I believe that the woods hiking and hiking along Hare Creek offers you some other opportunities as well.
For sure. It's not easy building trails. Why do you do it?
Because I love it.
Yes, good answer.
I do it basically because of the review of what I've said. I mean, I have enjoyed woods walking for years, many, many, many years. And if I truly enjoy it, what I would like to do is I would like to move some of that enjoyment that I have to other folks and give them an opportunity to be able to do that. So there's no greater fulfillment for me other than seeing people enjoy what I enjoy and have them enjoy it as well.
For sure. We've covered a lot of ground today. Is there anything else that you want listeners to know about the Lois Lane Trail or trails in general?
Well, we are working. We're not there yet, but we are working on, we haven't really done much media to let people know that that other trail is there. But I know that we are actively working with Impact Quarry to kind of open that up, to get the media out there so that people know that that other trail is actually there. All right. Mm-hmm. So the property owners are very much attuned to what we want to do, and Les is very much attuned to it. So hopefully once we get everything out, we get the trail signs and everything, we can actually grow from there.
And I'd like to add, it's called Lois Lane. This is an old joke at the North Hills Golf Course. They had an access road for their vehicles. They've always called Lois Lane. So they ask if these trails could be called that. We've named each by golf jargon, each side of the trails as they branch off from the string of the balloon, right, as Bob did. And when you go out on those trails, Bob talked about the rails. He's actually taken trees, downed vegetation, and built like bumpers on a bowling alley. So as you're going down the trail, you won't get lost. Just stay inside the pieces of wood. He's also marked it with a pink surveyor's tape on the trees. Soon the surveyor's tape will be replaced by signs. And people should know this is a seasonal trail. We actually share access with snowmobiles. So this trail is only open for pedestrian use and bicycle use and those other good things from April through November, because we want the snowmobilers to have their season and not have any accidents. Mm-hmm. So soft opening will be in April. We'll get the signs out there, but you won't get lost right now. And the last thing is, I'd like to thank, number one, the Golf Commission and the golf course. This is an honor to be allowed to do this. It's such a beautiful space that giving access to it is important. Also like to thank the City of Quarry and a club that owns land, as well as a local resident who is allowing us access across their land for people to enjoy these trails. So when you go out, please, if you pack it in, pack it up.
Don't
leave it behind, because we want to show our respect and appreciation to the people letting us hike across their land. But
and to nature.
Huh? And to nature.
And to nature.
So correct, Laura. With Earth Day coming up, how could I forget? But it's just a gorgeous place to be. Very rustic, very healing place to be. And we're grateful to Bob for building this lovely trail for everyone to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Well, on behalf of the community, thank you for what you're doing. As an outdoor enthusiast, mm-hmm. I greatly appreciate having places to hike and bike, especially in this vicinity. So thank you. And thank you for being our guests today.
Very welcome.
You're welcome.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the projects that are helping to build out our trails, parks, and outdoor recreation amenities. To volunteer to help with trails and green spaces, join Impact Quarry's mailing list, or to contribute financially to Impact Quarry, please visit impactquarry.org. That's impactquarry.org. The Reinventing Rural Podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and Impact Quarry.